Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexey Talander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Welcome to another Behind the Ostium, and this time we are delving into Season 2. So we're going to start off with our first episode of Season 2, Episode 11, A Crack in the Edge of the World, Part 2. So this was kind of leading on from the sort of cliffhanger at the end of Season 1, which I'm trying to remember now, where they got back. No, they were just about to go back to into Ostium, right? After the last going through that door where it was Jake's kind of office and all that stuff. I think that's how it was, right, Dwayne?
The door in the stairwell, I believe.
I think it was, yeah. And they were just about to go in and you had no idea what was on the side. So I knew when I started writing this that it was going to need to be something different. Something had changed in the world to show that Ostium wasn't static, it wasn't going to be set in the ways that it's always been, that there was going to be some sort of upheaval, much like where the earthquake had happened, this was going to be something more permanent and disruptive. I actually copied my little summary I wrote down, and I think I did these before I actually wrote each episode, kind of as a little summaries of what I wanted each episode to be about. So this one is, Jake and Monica discover Ostium is untethered from time and space, but still connected through the door somehow. However, passing through the doors has caused catastrophic events on Earth, confirmed when Jake learns that from Dave that he is at a different Ostium. Jake tells Monica about Dave, and his keeping secret is forgiven due to her keeping her own. This was a kind of a big, you had the event where it's happened, and I needed them to search it out, much like the listener wanting to know, well, what does untethered mean? Does that mean Ostium is just floating in space? What are the specifics? So that's why I made Jake and Monica kind of go on their kind of hunt. They went to the gate first, where they did see literally just like space out there, and it did seem like Ostium really was just floating around in this like weird netherworld. And then obviously because I'd set it up earlier with the water tower, at some point they were going to have to go up there. So it seemed like the right point here where, as I was writing it, oh, well, they need to go to a high point, right? So let's have Jake and Monica go up to the clock to the water tower and see if they can see anything else right at the top. And also maybe to put a little spice in there of maybe they'll try and go through that door underneath the water tower. But no, that's saving for later, at some later point, which we'll get to. But and it was also just fun to, again, to show how they kind of work together, Jake and Monica, with Monica leading the way, as she usually does, because she knows better and is smarter than Jake, and kind of guiding him along and showing him with those, like, there was the kind of secret hidden steps within the water tower, which you'd only really know about as a listener if you'd listened to that. There was a mini-sode we did, Save the Clock Tower, I think it was called, because I was doing that play on Behind the Back to the Future. Yeah, where Monica discovered going up the clock tower that it was a similar sort of thing with these hidden steps in there. So she was able to just wow Jake with that. Not that he's always impressed with her with whatever she does. So they get to the top and see it is true. They are adrift in the nothingness of space. And it's a kind of big moment where their hope is definitely, I wouldn't say shattered, but is put at risk. You know, their security and their safety that they thought was Ostium is shaken up. And it's also where I wanted Monica to have a weak point and start to really doubt herself and doubt what everything was going on. And that's where Jake kind of helps her come out of it and to show that they're going to work together at it and get through it. So it was a good little kind of switching there of character roles to have them do that. And then I knew, while it felt like, oh, that's pretty much most of the episode done, whether we're going to go back to the clock tower because they've, you know, accepted that things are the way they are. They would have to check out the doors still to see if there was some connection still with other times in space and time, like other realities through these doors, that Austin was still functioning in that capacity. But essentially, for the sake of it, the episode was done and they were just going to go back to their back to the clock tower and do their normal things. But then I realized I had unfinished business in Jake telling about what he'd learned through Dave and having to share his story, and then Monica having to tell what she'd done with the troops, which she had, you know, letting the troops go through that door and shutting them out there to deal with whatever fate she'd left them to. It was a secret and an important point about Ostium that each of them had not revealed to the other and needed to be a kind of big moment that led to an argument, a kind of crescendo, and then having them resolve it and realize they'd both kind of lied and kept secrets from each other, and that to get through this moment of Ostium, with it being in the state it was, untethered, they would have to, you know, accept that the past is what it is, to work together from now on and not keep secrets from each other, and that this was how they were going to get through it. So I think the play on Untethered was also about their personalities and mental states and things like that too. So of course it's up to me, okay, well, we're definitely not going to keep any secrets from each other. And then of course in the next episode, that gets changed right away. There was one last little bit I had fun with where Jake learns about the recordings that he's been sending up have become really popular and got lots of downloads on it, and there's a Patreon and all this stuff. So it was kind of a little fun meta moment I had for this episode. It was also, the way we recorded this was because it's hard to get all three of us together, and I wanted to kind of do that to get the dialogue done for ideally the whole season, which I did, is we had each of them had each of their scripts with all the dialogue for the whole season of just where it was between the two of them, not the narration. And we actually did a big long recording session at the library, I think it was, and got it all done in one long go, and then chopped it up between the episodes, and they recorded the narration at a later time. But it was kind of fun just to get it all done together like that and do it in person to person, which we hadn't done too much of. We'd done a little bit before, but doing it all together this way, I think, definitely helped get the rapport more between the two characters and the two actors. What did you have for this episode, Wayne?
I was going to bring up when they were walking towards the gate. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really interesting moment when Monica refused to go further, but
right,
Jake, you know, shows his impetuous side. He had to get closer because he had to know, was that the blackness?
Curiosity, yes, he has to know, right?
And yes, he did start to hear the crackle that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the water tower giving us a better view, mental view from as a listener of Ostium, because as a listener, sometimes even myself in my mind, it seems small. It seems very like a very tight knit town, but as they're up there, the way that it's described is, yeah, it's not going to take you just a minute to walk from one end of town to the other. It's a hike. They called it a field trip for a reason.
Yeah.
So I did like that. And then of course, like you did bring up with the coming clean, and, you know, we're not going to lie anymore. And then it didn't even make it to the next episode. Jake's already saying, I really don't think I should tell Monica about that one thing.
So. That's right. Yeah. So setting up a lot of things and changing them around.
And I think just as a listener, even at this point, we're all...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Still untrustworthy of Monica. She's still an unknown element, and you do a really good job leading us to trust her, and then there's that moment when she does something and you're again thinking, well, she did this in the past. That was kind of, you know, questionable. Shady. She did this too. Yeah. But you didn't think much of it at the time, but they add up.
So. I think I definitely started getting some not angry tweets directed at me, but directed definitely at Monica of, I don't like her. I don't know where to go with this. I don't trust her. Jake needs help.
Yeah. I had some moments like that. I was like, this isn't going to end well.
But, and again, as I was writing this, I think while I had a loose outline for a chunk of the season, it was... I really didn't know where it was going to go until I got there, which is a lot of how my what they call discovery writing, which is how I usually do stuff with that, where it was like, well, I know Monica has her reasons for doing the kind of freaky stuff that she's doing. I have no idea what they are yet, but I think she's going to get her recompense eventually, you know, whether that is true still remains to be. There's some, I think, that are still not convinced that aren't Team Monica.
Well, there are... I think the season two starts to really lay down the groundwork for Jake's connection to Ostium.
Mm-hmm.
But not only Jake's, going through these first couple episodes, Monica's leading on that she knows more,
mm-hmm.
but she's using Jake. But there's still a connection with Monica and Ostium.
Yeah.
And even with Dave, there's really, you're giving really strong breadcrumbs that,
right.
Ostium is not just something that's tied to Jake. It's in everyone.
And I think definitely at this point was where I'd grown it to be, you know, a so-and-so size. And then as I was getting into this, I was realizing there's a lot more going on here that I haven't worked out yet and searched out fully. And, you know, as we get further on in towards the end of the season and then future seasons, it all makes much more sense as I've built it up more and more. Around it, that there is a reason for it and kind of explains it all. But it really, it's an interesting way to go when I'm going along, much like the listener is when they're listening along, where I'm not sure where it's going to go or what the character is going to do or lead to next and what the explanation is going to be. Just like I continuously say in this Behind the Ostium series, I still don't know why Jake is tied to Ostium. We're going to find out eventually. But at the moment, it's TBD. Yeah, and that bit, I was thinking, yeah, as you were saying, when they're getting towards the gate, Monica doesn't want to trust it. And if at this point, if you've listened to more of the show, you understand with Monica's ties with Ostium, leads with the Ostium network and all that stuff, it's because this is a pretty familiar place for her. But having it be untethered like this is something that hasn't happened to her world and her past before in relation to the Ostium network. So that's why I think she's so threatened by it, which I didn't, you know, even though I didn't know that was going to happen, it felt right for the character, and this was why. Whereas with Jake, he's getting to know that he can kind of trust Ostium to almost be on his side, that, you know, it's not going to, you know, he got through the Catalina Hotel thing where he found that other secret little door on the boat. It's no, Austin's managed to help him find ways out of binds that he needs to get out of. So at this point, he started to kind of believe maybe he has some, as we get to say, you know, magical power or whatever, some ability thing that helps him with Ostium, so that he needed to know what was going to be at the end of that gate, whether it was the blackness, but also knowing it wasn't going to kill him because he was confident that at least within the confines of Ostium, the walls of Ostium, he'd be safe.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.